Kellogg, Dr. and Mrs. J.H. Wellington, New Zealand. May 16, 1893. Dr. and Mrs. Kellogg Sanitarium, Battle Creek, Michigan. Dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, may the Lord strengthen and bless you both. I have much to be thankful for, and I praise God for this. I am once more active, although not quite as active as when I left America. I can step off quite nicely. Rheumatism troubles me some. My hips and spinal difficulties are in every way better. I can lie, with considerable comfort, on a very easy bed on my right and left sides. Wellington is not supposed to be the very best climate for rheumatic difficulties, but I am certainly improving all the time. We are situated where sanitary conditions are far ahead of Napier, New Zealand, Melbourne and its suburbs, and Adelaide and its suburbs. Elder Israel and his wife are living just across the road. They have a good bath arrangements. I am better conveniced here than I have been in any other place in these colonies. We have done to the uttermost of our ability to create an interest in this place at no small outlay of means, and yet the prejudice seems like a granite wall. A few times we have had a congregation that was moderately large, but the people are afraid of us. Ministers who opposed Elder Daniels fought the truth like tigers, with all their satanic energies. These ministers fought the truth from their pulpits and through the columns of the papers. And although now dead, their influence still lives. The people show they have been strongly convicted and would not yield to evidence. And now they fear the peace of their hearts and quietude of their minds will again be awakened. Therefore, they will not come out to hear. We have thoroughly advertised, circulated tracts, published at the Echo, and leaflets. This has been very expensive business, but it is sowing the seed upon ground that has hitherto proved unfruitful. Not know which shall prosper, this or that. A Paul may plant, Apollos water, but God giveth the increase. Christchurch and Dunedin of South Island, New Zealand, have as yet nothing done in them. Brother McMasters now resides in Dunedin. Our people have a nice house of worship in Auckland. They once had a large membership. Many have gone out to other fields to labor, and some have moved away. Auckland and surrounding towns are to be worked. Palmerston, a very pretty place, has been cursed with the performances of men claiming to be Seventh-day Adventists who have poisoned the minds of the city. We visited the place, and on the Sabbath I spoke in a small hall to our people, and on Sunday in a large hall to quite a good audience. Elder Robert Hare labored in that place 3 months and had large congregations. But his work was more after the fanciful description. He pleased the ears, and quite a number signed the covenant who were unconverted. And when he left, the interest stopped and nearly all went back. In almost every place there has been very much mismanagement. In place of calling away Brother Hare, they should have placed Elder Daniels or someone of different ideas and manners of labor by his side that would have preached the word, presenting the truth in its true importance. And the great interest then might have amounted to something, that the fruit would remain. We have received communications from Hastings, 13 miles from Napier. Since the camp meeting, one man, a proprietor of a large flour mill, has closed his mill on the Sabbath. He has a family who go with him. Two others have taken their stand in Hastings. Several are convicted in Napier and are asking for some of our ministers. Elder McCullough is away in Ormondville, a Scandinavian settlement. Elder Wilson has been very sick with severe cold and measles. For a time, his recovery was doubtful. Dr. Caro and wife were very attentive to him. For a time, his case was questionable, and a telegram came to us in Wellington to make his case a special subject of prayer, which we did, and prayer was offered in his behalf in Napier. His pulse was 103, but he dressed and has been restored. He arrived here Thursday, May 11th. He shows he has had a hard siege, but is now gaining fast. Praise the Lord for His goodness and mercy to the children of men. Our public effort ends next Wednesday. Elder Starr and wife leave for Melbourne to take up their work in the school. His labors are much needed in connection with my work in New Zealand, but there is no one to supply his place in teaching the Bible in the school. I now design to wait till they send us some minister, calculated to labor in these cities, before entering any new places. I cannot undertake a series of meetings alone. I shall do all I can in speaking where I think it will be of any use, and the rest of the time I shall remain in Wellington. I shall write on the life of Christ. I am more conveniently situated for this now than at any time before. Meanwhile, Sister Caro, of Napier, will remove my teeth and make me both upper and underset. I could not keep my lower teeth much longer, as they trouble me some at times. I shall have to go to Napier to have this done, or else have Sister Caro come here. Yours truly.